You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, October the 22nd. The Sixers have practiced today before they head off to Detroit to start their first of a two-game series against, back-to-back games at that, against the Detroit Pistons tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, they play at 9:30 at night Eastern at Milwaukee in an ESPN game against the Bucks. So that should be a lot of excitement. But we'll find out today. We'll find out today if Ben Simmons is status for these upcoming games. By now, a lot of you realize or probably know that Ben left the game Saturday night with, 4 minutes, I believe, 11 or 14 seconds left in the first quarter due to back tightness. He did not return. You can tell that something was bothering him when he was playing. He lacked his normal explosiveness. I want to say he was going about 70%, if that. But we'll find out today his status. You know, you hope that everything is okay. You saw him posting pictures yesterday on his Instagram in one of his luxury vehicles. So, you know, things seem to be okay. The Sixers did not seem too bothered by it yesterday. You know, you ask questions about Markelle Fultz possibly being, you know, getting more playing time if Ben is out. And, you know, they said probably, but that was a little bit premature because no one knew his status. So, you know, they didn't seem too bothered by it. We'll see if anything changes. Now, yesterday, he did, you know, come in. And the team, you know, wanted to see how he responded, you know, after having an off, you know, after, you know, sleeping it off and things like that. Now, this poses a huge question about the Sixers. Are they cursed? I mean, seriously, but jokingly, like, I don't think they're cursed. but you say to yourself, like, you know, this team has to lead the NBA in injuries to players. Has to. I mean, you know, right now the Sixers have four guys on the shelf. Make it, let's say Ben Simmons makes it five, right? You have Zaire Smith, Jones fracture in his foot. Jared Bayless, knee injury. Okay, Ben Simmons, back. Wilson Chandler, hamstring. Mike Muscala, ankle. You know, and, you know, we're saying, hey, that's five guys. You know, five guys. And then when you think about it, you look at it, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to go on a roster and see a guy who has not been injured. You know, the only two that I can say right now on the Sixers roster of they have 15 guys on the roster, full-time guys, and two-way guys. The only two guys I can say that haven't been injured since they've been Sixers have been Demetrius Jackson, a two-way guy, and Jonah Bolden, who the Sixers drafted last year, but he was overseas and he came in this season. So, you know, Jonah's only been here for a little bit, and, you know, Demetrius was here for it, you know, last year and this year. They're the only two. So that I know of, and I'm pretty sure that I'm 100% right, because when you look at it, Landry Shamet, you know, who was a rookie on the team, just like Zaire Smith, was injured in summer league. Shake Milton, you know, a rookie, a two-way guy, was also injured in the summer. So when you look at it, you ask yourself, like, are the Sixers cursed? I mean, I don't know what it is. I just don't. And you know, the curse could be, like, some people joke and say, the basketball guys are upset with the Sixers with the tanking. And they're proving to them that they, you know, we're going to get you. But it has to be something. I mean, it has to. You know, they have a pretty good medical staff. You know, they're innovative. You know, they do everything. But you hear about how they monitor these guys at practice. But for some particular reason, guys continue to drop like flies. And if you're Brett Brown, you have to be frustrated. I mean, think about it. Every top draft pick that they had was hurt. I mean, we're going to go back to Nerlens Noel. You know, he came in and he missed his first year, but they drafted him hurt. But then he suffered injuries while he was here. Michael Carter Williams, he came in with Nerlens in the 2013 draft. He was injured, right? Then you go to Joel Embiid. He missed his first two seasons, right? The next thing you know, while he was playing, he suffered a season-ending injury after he played. Then last year, he even had an eye injury. So Joel has yet to play an injury-free season. You know, Dario Saric has some issues that he missed a couple games. Timothy Luwalu has some injuries. I mean, you know, Timothy's no longer here anymore. The same with Nerlens and Michael Carter Williams. You know, even guys they traded for, Justin Anderson, they traded him away. But Justin Anderson had shin splints last year. That was a problem. Robert Covington had his fair share of injuries. T.J. McConnell, Jahlil Okafor when he was here, Nick Stauskas. I mean, it goes on and on, on and on. You know, and if they weren't injured, they had gastroenteritis. So it just seems like that the Sixers are a team that just can't get a break when it comes down to injuries. I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.